弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
刚报告事项的时候好像没有提到17号下午有同工会，我们讲有对不对？ Yeah. 想特别在这方面做一个很快的一个补充。
I'd like to give an additional announcement regarding the co-workers meeting on the 17th.
我们每三个月在教会举行一个同工会。
So every quarter we have a co-workers meeting.
那同工会事实上呢是给谁预备的？就是给教会所有的弟兄姐妹们预备的。
So what is the co-workers, who co-workers meeting prepared for? It's for all the brothers and sisters of the church.
因为你是教会的一份子，就是教会的同工。
Because if you're a part of this church, then you are part of our co-workers.
那这一次呢，在这个十一月份的同工会的时候，有一些事情特别我们会提出来，让弟兄姐妹们报告，然后呢，并且征求你们的意见，所以想让你们知道一下。
So there are a couple of items that we'd like to announce at the co-workers meeting, and we'd like to invite you if you for any feedback.
长子们开始已经在准备明年2019年的时候，教会里面一些硬体上面的设施上面要怎么样规划。
So the elders and deacon board meeting already have some planning for some of the budgeting and activities for 2019.
我们儿童事工教室上面的需要。
There are some needs for the children's ministry, the classrooms.
一些教会上这个大堂啊，还有我们那边活动中心的许许多多的音效的设备，十几年来我们都还没有更换，所以有些事情我们开始在讨论。
So there's a lot of areas of equipment that we need to replace.And a lot of things that we need to discuss during the meeting.
所以一方面报告给弟兄姐妹们知道，一方面也争取你们的一些意见，因为你们看见的和你们经历的一些事情，你们觉得需要的，我们非常的愿意接纳你们的这个分享。
So the purpose is to announce some of these needs at the meeting and also ask for some of the feedback from everyone.
那另外呢，也知道有些弟兄姐妹在年终的时候会为他们的一些这个他们的这个财务的计划，他们有些人会来考虑。
And also towards the end of the year, we know that some brothers and sisters will have a few plans for budgeting.
所以有些弟兄姐妹会问说，教会哪一些方面需要我们的帮助
？So they may ask, are there any needs of the church?
所以呢，我们欢迎弟兄姐妹们踊跃的来参加这周六的下午的这个同工会。
So we really hope that you will join us for the co-workers meeting on the
参与教会的事工，也能够参与教会的建造。
So you can participate in the work of the church and also the building up of the church.
Okay. 感恩节快到了。
Thanksgiving is upon us.
在两个礼拜感恩节就到了。
In about 2 weeks, Thanksgiving will be on.
那当然，在美国，特别是在美国，感恩节的这段时间呢，很多人就开始想啊，我在我的生命生活当中有些什么值得感谢的事情。
So in particular in America during this time, you'd reflect upon what the things in your life to give thanks for.
那所以有些人事实上在这个季节，特别就是十一月份、十二月份感恩节啊，因为圣诞节的关系，所以心里面就特别的。可能说喜乐吧，或高兴。
So during the holiday season around November and December, usually people feel joyous.
可是不可否认呢，事实上有些人特别就在这种假期，特别是这种感恩节、圣诞节的假期的时候，事实上心情反而是特别低落的。
But there are some people that actually feel depressed during the holidays.
看见别人在高兴的时候，自己反而觉得自己可怜了。
When they see that other people having a good time and so happy, they feel sorrow or sad.
看到别人家人在一起，朋友聚在一起，自己就反而觉得很孤单，孤单孤独。
When they see others having family gatherings and also gathering with friends, they feel rather lonely.
那当然，我们一想到这是对我们的生活上面是从什么角度去看待
？So then we should ask ourselves, well, how are we to look at this?
那上周呢，刘长老跟我们一起看了这个。以色列人他们出埃及的时候
，Last week, Pastor Alex shared with us how the Israelites left Egypt.
他们因为被埃及人奴役
，because they were enslaved by the Egyptians.
400年来成为这个犹太人成为埃及人的奴隶。
For 400 years, they were enslaved by the Egyptians.
他们很苦
，They had a hard life.
他们呼求主
，and they cried out to the Lord.
神拯救他们
，and the Lord saved them.
带领他们奇妙的用神机骑士把他们带出埃及
，and led them with miracles miraculously out of Egypt.
结果呢，不到几天呢，他们开始向神发什么怨言。
So that, but after a few days, they started complaining to the Lord.
开始跟神抱怨。
They started to complain.
我们出了埃及呢，进入了旷野，没有人的地方。
They entered into the wilderness where there's no people.
所以呢，他们就说，那是不是神要让我们饿死啊？
So they asked, well, does God want us to die of starvation?
回去埃及比较好。
As if it's better if we went back to Egypt.
那里有东西吃。
There's food there.
有东西喝。
There's drink.
现在我们这边没有水，没有食物，没有人烟，我们到底要该怎么办？我们死了算了。
Here we're in the wilderness. There's no food. There's no water. There's no people. I'd rather die.
然后呢，我们就记得上周讲到说，神呢就说不，我会供应你们。
But then last week we often mentioned that the Lord said, I will provide.
神说我会赐玛拿给你们。
I will provide manna for you.
我们今天从这个地方开始看。
So we'll start looking at this point.
出埃及记十六章。
Exodus chapter 16.
我们想要看一下这个玛拿到底是什么东西。
Let's take a look. Well, what is manna?
出埃及记第十六章十五到十七节。
Exodus chapter 16.Verse 15 to 17.
14节开始。
Starting from verse 14.
露水上升之后，不料野地的面上有如白霜的小圆物。以色列人看见不知道是什么，就彼此对问说：“这是什么？”摩西对他们说：“这就是耶和华给你们吃的食物。”
And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine flake-like thing, fine as frost on the ground.When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, What is it? For they did not know what it was, and Moses said to them, It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat.
十六节耶和华所吩咐的是这样，你们要按着个人的饭量，你每为帐篷里的人按着人数收起来，每拿一俄每尔。
Verse 16, This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather of it, each one of you, as much as he can eat.You shall each take an omer according to the number of the persons that each of you has in his tent.
所以啊，以色列人就这样行了，有多收的，有少收的，极致用俄美尔就是一个量度啦，量一量，多收的也没有余，少收的也没有缺，个人按着自己的饭量来收取。
And the people of Israel did so. They gathered some more, some less. But when they measured it with an omer,Whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. Each of them gathered as much as he could eat.
那这个玛拿怎么吃呢？
So how are you to eat this manna?
二十三节就说，摩西对他们说，耶和华这样说，明天是圣安息日，是向耶和华守的圣安息日，你们要烤的就烤了，要煮的就煮的，所剩下的都要留到早晨。
In verse 23,He said to them, This is what the Lord has commanded. Tomorrow is a day of solemn rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake, and boil what you will boil, and all that is left over lay aside to be kept till the morning.
这个是以色列出埃及后的第二个月所发生的事情。
This is around the second month after they came out of Egypt.
我们现在来看民数记第十一章。
Now let's take a look at Numbers chapter 11.
民数记第十一章，我们先看七和八节。
We'll first look at verses 7 and 8.
这玛拿仿佛像丸穗子，又好像珍珠。百姓周围行走，把玛拿收起来，或用磨推，或用旧捣，煮在锅中，又做成饼。滋味好像新油，夜间的露水降在营中，玛拿也随着降下。
Now the manna was like coriander seed, and its appearance like that of delium. The people went about and gathered it and ground it in handmills or beat it in mortars and boiled it in pots and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was like the taste of cakes baked with oil. When the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell with it.
圣经上面告诉我们，这个玛拿是白色的，像是这个粉，像这个珍珠。然后呢，稍微有一点甜甜的味道，像是蜂蜜。
So here it describes that manna has a white appearance And it's sweet in taste.
而在民数记第十一章这边是以色列人出埃及的第二年。
And in chapter 11 in Numbers is records the second year after the Israelites came out of Egypt.
也就是说，玛拿已经降临到他们的当中差不多两年多的时间了。
Which means that the manna has appeared to them for 2 years.
我们来看第四节。
Let's take a look at verse 4.
这些犹太人啊，吃了玛拿吃了两年以后，我们看见第四节他说，他们中间有些闲杂人大起贪欲的心。以色列人就又哭嚎着说啊，谁给我们肉吃呢？我们记得在埃及的时候不花钱就能够吃鱼，也记得有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱蒜，现在我们的心血枯竭了，除了这个玛拿以外，在我们眼前没有别的东西了。
Now the rabble that was among them had a strong craving, and the people of Israel also wept again and said, Oh, that we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt that cost nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there's nothing at all but this manna to look at. Let us pray together.
姐夫，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，你将你的话语赐给我们，让我们能够认识你。
You give us your word so that we can know you more.
你将主耶稣基督赐给我们，使我们能够得生命。
And you've given us our Lord Jesus so that we can have life.
主，今天在这个感恩节的季节当中，求主你向我们显明。
And during this Thanksgiving season, will you reveal yourself to us?
主，借着你的话语，借着你圣灵的感动，让我们学习来向你感恩。
And through your word and the moving of the Holy Spirit, allow us to learn how to give you thanks.
让我们在座的每一个人，我们的心思意念都定在您的身上。
So that every one of us will be focused upon you.
也愿你触摸我们。
May you touch us.
让我们更认识你。
So that we can know you more.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天要跟你们讲一对邻居的故事。
Today, I'm going to give you a story about neighbors.
有一家人呢，姓张。
There's this one family, Samuel and his wife.
Forget the note. That's right. 这就是为什么朱长老不给我 note 的关系。
Well, you handed it to me this morning.
张，你就照着我讲。
Okay, Miss Zhang. So the Chang family.
Yeah.
The Chang.
那这个姓张的这一家人呢？
So this Chang family,
这个丈夫呢，就叫做张三。
So this husband is called Samuel.
你就讲张三没关系。
张三 ，OK。
张三呢，因为他是犹太人
，and because he is a Jew,
所以他有一个希伯来的名字。
So he has a Hebrew name.
他希伯来名字叫做 Samuel.
So his Hebrew name is Samuel.
对，英文就是 Samuel。
And in English, it's Samuel.
那他呢？旁边住了一个邻居。
So, living by him, of course, he has a neighbor.
姓李。
And his Lee family, or last name is Lee.
所以你说张三的邻居叫什么呢？
So who's the neighbor of 张三？
Alright, it's Lee 四. That's just the way it is. Okay. 那这个姓李的李四，他也是犹太人嘛。
So in the Lee family, there is a Mr. Lee, and he's also a Jew.
所以他也有一个希伯来名字。
He also has a Hebrew name.
Yoel.
Yoel.
那英文就是 Joel.
Then in English is Joel.
他也跟他太太在一起。
He also has a wife.
他太太的名字就是 Rebecca.
And his wife's name is Rebecca.
英文就是 Rebecca.
In English is Rebecca.
所以现在我们都搞清楚了。
So now we're very clear.
张家李家是两个邻居。
So family, the Chang family and the Lee family are neighbors.
他们两家很相似。
And they're very close.
Yeah. Samuel 呢跟他太太住一起。
So Samuel lives with his wife.
Joel 跟他太太住一起。
And Joel and his wife live together.
然后呢刚好呢张三呢他的父母跟他一起住。
And Samuel actually, his parents live with him.
然后呢，家里面两个孩子。
He has two children.
小孩子。那李四呢，是他太太 Rebecca 的父母跟他们一起住。
And in Joel's family, he lives with his in-laws.
然后呢，家里面有两个小小孩。
He also has two children.
所以这两家呢，都一家六口。
So both families each have six people.
张三呢，有一天早上起床。
So Samuel one day wakes up.
天还没有亮就要起床了。
And he usually wakes up before there's light.
非常不想要起床。
And he really is reluctant to get out of bed.
因为昨天晚上啊，搞得很累。
Because last night he was very tired.
小孩子办生日。
So there was a birthday party.
是一群孩子在家里面。
So there was a bunch of kids at home.
吃蛋糕玩耍。
And they were playing and eating cake.
在帐篷里面到处跑。
And running around in the tent.
然后呢，等到大家都吃完了，然后都玩完了，孩子散回家以后呢。
But then after the party is over, after everyone has left.
整个帐篷乱七八糟的。
The whole tent was in disarray.
他跟他太太两个人啊，搞到半夜了才去睡觉。
And after cleaning up with his wife, he didn't go to bed until midnight.
很不想起床。
He really didn't want to wake up the next morning.
然后天气越来越冷，像现在一样。
And the weather is getting colder.
不想爬起来，可是不得不爬起来。
It's really hard to get out of bed.
因为不爬起来的话，就今天没饭吃。
But he knows that if he doesn't get out of bed, there'll be no food.
每天早晨要到外面去收玛拿。
Because every morning he needs to go out to gather the manna.
所以呢，他就把他太太摇醒了。
So he wakes his wife up.
太太劝他去。
And his wife gets mad at him.
我多累啊。
I'm very tired.
把我叫起来。
Don't wake me up.
蓬头垢面的。Too early, no makeup. Yeah, haven't done the hair, haven't done the makeup. I can't go out, right? 但是他说不行啊，我们要去收玛拿。
But there's no other way. We have to go out and gather the manna.
太太心里面真的想，你没看我昨天多累吗？
The wife thinking, didn't you see how tired I am?
你昨天吃蛋糕的时候出来吹个蜡烛，唱个歌就走了，我可是准备了两三天啊。
Last night, all you did was come out, blow out the candle, and eat a couple of cakes. But I prepared for several days.
你帮忙是帮忙了，可是你回去睡觉以后，我还是在那边要把剩下的东西清洁收好。
Yes, you did help, but after you went to bed, I still was up cleaning up.
收玛拿，今天你去收就好了嘛，你叫我起来干嘛呢？
You can just go out and gather manna yourself. You don't have to wake me up.
但是要拿六人份的玛拿，一个人扛不动啊，还是要两个人扛啊。
But because you need to gather manna for six people, we need two people. 硬
的把这太太拉起来，两个人天没亮就到外面去收玛拿。
So then he forced his wife to wake up, and the both of them went out to gather the manna.
张三呢，一走出这个帐篷。
And Samuel, as he leaves his tent,
天开始亮了。
The started getting brighter.
往地上一看。
And he looked at the on the ground.
果然。
All of a sudden,
又是玛拿。
It's a manna again.
太太也是说，又是玛拿。
And the wife also says under her breath, manna again.
张太太就在想啊。
So then Samuel's wife starts thinking to herself.
我记得上个礼拜有一天老公回来的时候就问我。
I remember last week when my husband came home, he asked me.
老婆今天晚上吃什么？
He asked me, what are we having for dinner, wife?
玛拿
，manna。
然后那老公就说：“怎么又是玛拿
？”Then the husband says, "Why is it always manna?"
然后他又记得刚结婚的时候。
Then he remembers when we first got married. She remembers when we first got married.
那时候刚把公婆接回来。
We just had our parents move in.
当他第二个礼拜还是煮玛拿的时候。
After the second week, still cooking the manna.
公婆虽然没说什么话。
And although Samuel's mom and dad didn't say anything.
可是那个脸上的表情就是在说。
But the expression on their face says.
还是玛拿。
Still manna.
还有想到昨天孩子从学校回来的时候。
Then he thinks to himself, yesterday when the children came home,
小孩跟这个张太太说，妈，你可不要再做玛拿了。
Children said to their mother, Mom, can you stop cooking manna?
我每天中饭都是带玛拿。
Every day lunch is manna.
但是呢，你不弄玛拿就没饭吃啊。
But if you don't cook manna, then there's no other food.
所以还是没办法，两个人拿着篮子还是去收玛拿。
So then, they went out with their baskets and they just went to gather the manna.
张三一看,
So Samuel looks up and says, looks up.
已经开始有一点亮光了，所以开始看到了这些人影了。
So it's almost day, and we can see other people starting to come out.
其他帐篷里面的人也慢慢出来，在收他们的玛拿了。
So everyone's starting to come out of their tents to gather the manna.
他说想到这两年多来就跟这些人在一起。
And he thinks to himself, throughout these 2 years of seeing the same people.
人多口杂，这些人他也不是挺喜欢的。
There's a lot of people that maybe he doesn't like.
然后大家就在那边弄玛拿。
And they all started to gather the manna.
没办法，要吃饭，所以收了。
Yeah, because they need to eat, then everybody just gathers the manna.
心里面就在想着今天要去做什么事情。
They start to think what they will be doing the rest of the day.
家里面有几只羊。
There's a couple of sheep.
这个帐篷周围的草都吃光了，今天要走到远一点的地方去放它们。
And all the grass has been eaten already, so now we have to lead the sheep to a further pasture.
最不喜欢的就是去放羊。
The thing that they dislike the most is leading the sheep out.
然后呢，回了家，把这些玛拿收好了，跟太太说：“好了，我去放羊了。”
After coming back, after gathering the manna, he tells his wife, "Okay, I'm going to go out and lead the sheep out to eat."
这样一天就过了。
Then there goes that one day.
晚上回家的时候
，Then in the evening, as he was coming home,
张太太说：“怎么样，老公，今天放羊放得顺利吗？”
The wife asked him, "Oh, was it successful today, leading the sheep out?"
He said, 今天要走得很远。
He says, "Man, I walked a very long way."
好不容易找到一点点草。
It was hard finding a field.
那羊差不多吃得够了。
And after the sheep has had its full,
然后要找水喝。
Then they needed water.
好不容易找到一个绿洲。
And they finally found a well or
oasis.前那天人特别多，都找到那块绿洲了。
And then everyone found that oasis.
我等排队排了一个小时，我才让我们的羊喝到水。
I've been in line for about an hour, then was able to.
非找到天都黑了，我才能把羊赶回来。
It's only after dark that I can come home.
那赶回来的时候，因为天黑了，又没看清楚，又摔了一跤，头这样撞破了。
And because it got dark on my way home, I fell and hit my head.
所以回来，你能不能煮点好吃的给我吃啊？
So, can you please make something good for me to eat?
他一看。
Then he looks.
又是玛拿。
It's manna again.
这是张三啊。
That is Samuel.
那他邻居李四怎么样呢？
Well, how is his neighbor, the Lee family, like?
我说这两家很相似。
I said these two families are very similar.
李四的孩子也过生日昨天。
Yesterday was also a birthday party for the for the Lee family.
两夫妻也是搞到半夜才去睡觉。
And both of them also did not go to bed till midnight.
他们每天早晨差不多都是五点半左右的时候，他们去收玛拿。
So every day around 5:30 a.m. they would both go out to gather the manna.
但今天早晨呢，李四他就五点就起来了。
But this morning, Joel woke up at 5 a.m.
他心里面想啊。
And in his heart, he was thinking.
我老婆太伟大了。
And he says to himself, "My wife is really great."
她花了几天的时间为我们这个孩子办生日。
She spent a couple of days to prepare for this birthday party.
然后昨天呢，整理帐篷的时候呢，我做一半，她做全部。
And yesterday, as we were preparing for the party, I only did half. She did everything else.
然后我都已经睡了，以后我都不知道她之后还过了多久才回到我这旁边躺下来。
I've already went to bed. I don't know how late she stayed up to clean up the tent.
今天早上又要去收玛拿了。
But this morning we need to go out and gather the manna.
我看我太太一定很劳累。
My wife must be tired.
然后外面天气又这么冷。
And it's cold outside.
那我早点起来。
So I'll wake up a little bit earlier.
我到外面这个炉灶啊，生点火。
Then I'll set up a fire outside.
然后呢，我煮点热水。
And boil some water.
然后我泡点热咖啡给她喝。
And then I'll make some hot coffee for her.
然后呢，他就早上起来在外面煮了水，泡了咖啡。
So he got up, made some hot coffee.
走回帐篷里面，到太太旁边说：“老婆，起床了。”
He goes back into the tent and he says, "Wife, wake up."
他老婆也是揉揉眼睛，也是睡眼惺忪的。
The wife is very sleepy.
然后他说：“哎，我怎么闻到咖啡味道啊？”
And she says, "Oh, I smell coffee."
他说：“对，这一杯是给你的。”
And he says, "Yes, I made coffee for you."
他说：“我知道你昨天很累。”
I know that you are very tired.
今天早上我们要去收玛拿了。
And this morning we need to go together to gather the manna.
喝点咖啡, 提提神, 然后呢, 暖暖身体,
So let's drink some coffee, warm ourselves up, and then together we'll go out to gather the manna. And both of them went out of their tent.
太阳开始要升起来，太阳还没升起来，所以有稍微有一点点白色的这个光亮光了。So
the sun is about to come up. It's just a glimpse of the sunlight.
因为他们两个人比其他人都早起来。
Because they woke up earlier than the rest of the people.
所以呢，天上稍微还有一点星星在闪烁的。
So there's still a little bit of starlight out.
他们两个想，好久没有一起看日出了。So
they all thought, the both of them thought to themselves, "Ooh, we haven't seen a sunrise in a while."
然后呢，因为人都还没有起来啊，所以空气还非常的好。So
because there's not a lot of people out, the air was crisp.
然后凉凉的风吹过来的时候，还带一点甜甜的那个味道。And
as the breeze starts to blow, there's a little sweet scent,
蜂蜜的味道，the
scent of honey.
盘山。
Then he starts thinking, ooh, manna is coming.
果然一看,
then he looks.
这个神所赐的玛拿,
yes, that is what God has provided, the manna.
当山在收他的份,
so Joel gathers his portion and his wife Rebecca gathers her portion.
一人收三个人的份,
and each person gathers a portion for three people. Rebecca心里就在想，这是给我的这个妈妈的，这是给我爸爸的，这是给我孩子的。 Then Rebecca starts gathering and says, "This portion is for my mom, my dad, and my children."
那李四就想，这是给我的太太的，这是给我孩子的，然后这最后一份是给我的。
And then Joel says, "Oh, this is for my child, my wife, and then this last portion is for me."
那你知道回家了以后啊，
then after going home,
这李太太 Rebecca 她就想。
Then Rebecca thinks to herself,
上个礼拜啊, 我用玛拿做了饼。
Last week I made cake, manna cakes,
pancakes.
Yeah.
我做了葱油饼, 我做了大饼, 芝麻大饼, 我做了刷饼。
I made Chinese pizza.
Yeah. Like you all know that, right? Coilbing, scallion cake, scallion pancake, sesame pancake, broken pancake. You've had that, right? 他想, 啊, 但是他们当然啊, 中国人叫他饼, 你知道他们犹太人怎么叫?
So what is the Jews call them?
他们做的就是葱油玛拿, 还有芝麻玛拿, 还有抓玛拿, okay? 他就想, 然后他就想, 那都饼都吃完了, 这个礼拜, 我们今天不吃饼了。
So the wife thought, well, we've already finished all of that, then today we're not going to have any of these pancakes.
这都是圣经上面的话, 对不对? 我们刚刚读过了, 可以烤的, 可以煮的, 对不对?
So we've already read this. This is accurate in the Bible. It's something that you can bake, something you can boil.
现在就想啊, 我今天我来做面。
So she thought, well, today I'm going to make noodles.
今天我要做汤面, 明天做炒面。
Today I'm going to make noodle soup, and tomorrow I'm going to make chow mein.
因为她是犹太人。
Because she's they're Jews.
所以他不是说汤面炒面，他说汤玛拿和炒玛拿。
So it's noodle manna and this stir fried manna.
That's
stir
right.
Fried manna.
Yeah, yeah. Fried manna. Yeah, stir fried manna. Perfect. 对。然后他就想啊，今天的分量我可以调整。
So she thought to herself, well, today's portion I can adjust.
孩子已经讲了很久，想要吃一点甜点。
So the children already mentioned that they'd like to have some dessert.
我觉得今天我可以做一些 cinnamon roll, 肉桂饼,
so that I can make cinnamon rolls.
那当然他心里面想的是 cinnamon manna.
Of course, it's cinnamon manna.
他就想到，他在想啊想啊，他就想到每次做这个 cinnamon manna 的时候啊，那个孩子的那个脸就是高兴的不得了，又是啊，我最喜欢的就是这个肉桂饼啊。
Because she remembers the look on her children when they smell the cinnamon rolls, their faces light up and they're so happy. And she thought about this, she became very smiling. Then Joel sees his wife and she wondered, well, why is she smiling? And then Joel says, oh, I know, because you probably already thought of something to make.
然后晚上回来的时候呢，我可以有好好的享受。Then
when I come home, I'm gonna have something good to enjoy.
李四也要放羊啊
So Joe also needs to lead
his sheep.
Because his neighbors with the Chang family, of course, the grass all around has been eaten, so he also needs to lead his sheep out a little bit further. And similarly, his sheep also needs to drink water. Of course, he also found the same oasis that Samuel found. He also waited a very long time. He also didn't come home until it was dark. You know, it's such a coincidence because on his way home, he also fell and hit his head. Of course, this is a story that I've made up. But if you think about this, during these 2 years, it's very possible that they would experience the same thing.
李四回家了，这个罗伯特看到他老公今天放羊放的怎么样啊？
So after Joel comes home, and his wife asked him, "Well, how was your experience going out?"
他说今天真是太棒了。
Joel says, "It was a wonderful day. God has really protected me. I walked for about an hour and found this great pasture, and the sheep was able to eat the grass. And I also found this great oasis, and they can drink their water. And I haven't seen my neighbor Samuel for such a long time. I had a great conversation with him. If I didn't wait in line for about an hour, I wouldn't have the time to have a conversation and catch up on all the neighbors. And then his wife Rebecca was happy for him. Then he looks at his face and he says, "Oh, why are you bleeding?" What happened?
他说啊，摔了一跤。
Joel says, "Oh, I fell and hit my head." But I thank God that I was protected by God.
碰就碰到这里。
See, it's only over here.
就在眼睛旁边,
right next to the eye.
那个石头可尖了，我告诉你。
That rock was really sharp.
那要刺到眼睛怎么得了啊？
If it hit my eye, I would go blind. But the hand of Jehovah was with me. Thanks be to God.
然后鼻子一闻啊,
then he starts smelling.
你猜他闻到什么?
What do you think he smells?
肉桂马拿,
cinnamon manna. So this morning when I woke up, so Cindy also wakes up. Then I was smiling to her. And then she asked me, "What, are you crazy?"
我说我今天早上那个刚起来的时候。
Because this morning I already read my message. And then I kept laughing to myself. So, are you crazy? No, but that's the moving of the Holy Spirit. So these two families, they experience the same thing. But a different way of life.
你知道，我为了今天要跟弟兄姊妹分享感恩的事情。
Because I want to share with you on the topic of Thanksgiving.
我就想，我们知道神的话告诉我们，我们要感恩。
So we know that God's word tells us we should give thanks.
你知道是神的，我们可以说是他的命令，要我们对他感�en。
It's actually, we can say that it's a command from God to give thanks.
我们在读这个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章的时候，记不记得我们讲到神的心意是什么？
Do you remember when we studied 1 Thessalonians chapter 5? What was God's heart?
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节那边讲到，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you."
然后呢，今天的主要的经文我们看到是在诗篇第107篇第一节。 诗篇一百零七篇第一节。
We'll read Psalm 107, verse 1.
我们一起来读。你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Psalm 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
神的话不断重复地告诉我们，我们要向神谢恩。
God repeats in His Word that we need to give thanks to the Lord.
可是你知道，当神向我们制定他的诫命的时候，都是为了我们的好。
But did you know that when God commands us to do something, it's for our own good?
有时候我们觉得说神命令啊，他命令我们不得不做。
So a lot of times we think, oh, if God commands us, then we have to do it.
我们没有想到，当神命令我们做事情的时候，其实是对我们好。
We often don't think about when God commands us, those commands are actually for our own good.
这是我们做父母的常跟孩子说。
It's similarly to a parent when we tell our children,
你觉得我对你严，我对你凶。
You may think that I am mean or I am
strict. 这不都是对你好吗？
But it's for your own good.
而我们孩子们也学习到，当我们从父母的那边学习到他们的智慧的时候。
And our children, as they learn the wisdom from their parents,
我之所以听父母的话，不是因为我需要听。
I don't listen to my parents because I have to.
因为我知道他们跟我说的话一定是为我好的。
Because they learn that the things that my parents teach me is for my own good.
当我顺着他们的带领，听从他们教导的时候，我就发现我的生活反而是喜乐的。
And if I obey their commands and learn from them, then I know that my life is actually a lot smoother and a lot more happy.
那我就想，神要我们感恩，要我们谢恩，那是对我们好的吗？
So when God says, commands us to give thanks, is that for our own good?
所以我就做了一些研究。
Then I started researching.
在美国有一个很出名的科学杂志啊，叫做《美国今日科学》Scientific America.
There's a very famous magazine called Scientific America.
它出名到什么地步？连爱因斯坦都曾经在上面发表过文章。
And it's so famous that Einstein wrote an article in it.
他怎么说啊？他这边有一篇文章叫做《感恩》。对一个人的心里面的影响。
And there was an article written about
psychology of giving thanks.
About the psychology of giving thanks.
他说啊，很多人为他们生活当中的事情感恩。
And it says a lot of people give thanks for the things that happen in their life.
那他们感恩呢，可能就是为他们的这些朋友啊，为他们的这个亲情啊，为他们的健康来感恩。
They may give thanks for their friends, for their love, or for their health.
那很有意思的就是他们在研究当中就发现了，这些为这些事情感恩的人。
So during their research, the people that gave thanks for these things,
不只是他们感恩而已，但是因为他们为这些事情感恩，使得他们对这些情感和为他们的健康的追求和维持反而更加的提升。
So because of giving thanks to these people, all of these areas have been enhanced in their life.
很有意思。
It's very interesting.
然后呢，我又去看哈佛医学院出的一个刊物。
Then I saw another article by Harvard
Medical School.
Medical School.
这个刊物叫做哈佛保健医疗Harvard Health. 它里面，它这个文章里面，它的题目和重点讲的是什么？
And what does it say in this article?
他说，谢恩是带来一个人的快乐。
And it says giving thanks actually gives happiness to someone.
他说，在绝大部分的研究，在基本上是所有的研究当中发现。
In all the research they found,
当一个人有一个感恩的态度的时候
，when a person has a thankful attitude.
我们就发现这个会感恩的人跟一个生活感觉到快乐的人这个之间的这个互动是成很长很长的一个正比的。The correlation between someone who has gratitude is very, very strongly correlated to a person who experiences happiness in his life. Okay, 他们说, 一个人有感恩的心的, 他们会有更多正面的情绪。
So when a person that has a heart of thanksgiving, they will have positive emotions and good experiences.
他们更珍惜他们生活当中那美好的经验。
They will relish their good experiences. They would pay more attention to their health. And they're able to face the challenges that come into their life. And they can build upon the feelings and the relationships that they have.
很少，基本上从来不会听我从什么哈佛医学院或者什么科学杂志上面跟你们分享。You'll
very rarely hear me share about things that I've read on some article.
因为我跟你们分享神的话。Because
I share with you God's word.
神的话说要感恩。God's
word says we need to give thanks.
神的话说要称谢。Yeah, have gratitude and give thanks. 对不对？要感恩，要能够称谢。 神的话已经说了，那就是因为他对我们好。
And God says we need to have gratitude and give thanks because it's for our own good.
说实在话，我们不去看科学杂志，不去做研究，不去读哈佛，我们就知道这是对我们好的。
So without reading these scientific articles or going to Harvard, just by reading God's word, we know that this is for our own good.
今天不是美国的科学家和哈佛的这些医生们，当然他们经过他们的经历和他们的学问，他们有了这样的一个结论。
But through these scientists and these doctors, based on their rich experience, they've come to this conclusion. But we don't accept God's word because we have support from these scientific discoveries.
当我们看见科学，当我们看见哈佛的这个结论的时候，我们发现他们只不过是什么印证神的话的真实。
When we read from and find these information from these articles, we only say that it just proves that God's word is true.
人的智慧，人的经验，人对这个自然世界里面的探索。
Man's wisdom and man's discoveries.
Yeah. 最后是让我们去了解，原来神是多么的美好。
Just allows us to see that how good God is. And today we already have God's word. We have God the life.
我们是先从神的美好去认识他，然后我们发现人才是慢慢的在发现神的功能。After
we've known the God's goodness, then we come to see that see all of his good provisions.
圣经里面给我们的神的这个命令是什么？
What does the Bible command us to do?
你知道神的话，我们刚读的那个经文里面，并不是说我们要感恩。
What we've just read doesn't say that we need to have gratitude.
他是说我们要谢恩。
It says we need to give thanks.
帖撒罗尼迦前书5章18节说，你们要谢恩，称谢耶和华。
And in Thessalonians it says we need to give thanks.
诗篇107篇第一章说，你们要称谢耶和华。Psalm
107 verse 1 it says, give thanks to the Lord.
感恩是心里面，因为我们得到了，所以呢，我们有一个很感谢的一个心态。Having
gratitude is just something internally that we feel after we receive something. It's a feeling that we have internally.
因为我们得到了一些好处，所以我们心里面就觉得啊，很感谢，很感恩这样子。Because
we have received something good, so then our heart feels like we're happy and we need to give thanks.
可是称谢或者是谢恩是这个感恩心情的一个表达。But
giving thanks is a response from having this gratitude or this attitude internally.
神要我们做的是能够表达出我们心里面的感恩，这是他的命令。
What God wants us to do and His command is to respond to and to, in giving thanks to what we feel, the gratitude that we feel inside.
我们回去看诗篇107篇。
Let's go back to Psalm 107.
我们来看第八节。
Let's take a look at verse 8.
但愿人因耶和华的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他。
Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men.
弟兄姐妹，我们要能够怎么样称谢神呢？
How are we to give thanks to the Lord?
我们能够称谢神，因为我们看见神向人、向我所施行的慈爱。
We can give thanks because we see the wondrous works that He has given to children of men.
神在他的爱、在他的怜悯里面包容我。
In His love and His mercy, He covers us.
他安慰我。
And He comforts us.
可是同样的，神在我的生命当中，他行的是奇事啊。
And in my life, what he does is wondrous works.
他在我的工作上面带领我。
In my work, he leads me.
他在我家庭关系上面带领我。
And in my family relationship, he leads me.
他在我身体上面的需要，心理上面的需要，他都向我显明他的奇事。
And he reveals his wondrous works in my daily life.
这不是只是一个情感上面的经验。
That's not just a experience or emotion.
我可以在一件一件的事情上面，我可以数说出神怎么样子的来替我做事情。
And in everything in my life, I can count those wondrous works that He has done.
我们能够为这些事情来赞美他。
And with all these things, we can give Him praise.
然后我们看22节，然后32节。
We can also take a look at verse 22 and 32.
而这节愿他们以感谢为献祭给他，欢呼述说他的作为。
And let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his deeds in songs of joy.
看到没？当我们要赞美神，当我们要向神称谢的时候，我们要能够述说出他的作为。
So when we give thanks and give him praise,We need to tell of his deeds.
我们能够因为我们的感恩，这个是我们今天献在神的面前的一个祭物。
And because of our gratitude and thanksgiving, we can offer to him.
这是我们能够将我们最好的献给神。
We offer him our best.
神对祭物的看法就是，我看见你的祭物，代表的是我看见你的心。
When he looks at the sacrifices that we offer, he can tell how our heart is.
我从你所向我献的祭物当中，我看见你对我的爱慕。
From the sacrifices that you offer, I can see that in your heart you have gratitude for me.
你是合乎我心意的。
I am pleased with you.
你是讨我喜悦的。
You bring gladness to my heart.
我们看三十二节。
Let's also take a look at verse 32.
愿他们在您的会中尊崇他，在长老的位上赞美他。
Let them extol him in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders.
这里面所讲到的就是，当我们要在一起赞美神，要向神称谢的时候，我们是在众人的聚会当中，能够在神的面前，在人的面前，能够来尊崇他。
This says that when we give him thanks and praise him, we do so in the congregation before man to give thanks and to praise.
在长老的位上，不是说坐长老的位置去赞美神，是说在长老的聚集跟长老聚集的当中一起来赞美神。
And when this says in the assembly of the elders, it's not you taking the role of an elder, but it's in the presence of elders.You extol him and give him thanks.
当我们在一起向神献上我们的感恩，用口数说他对我们在我们生命当中所做的事的时候
，and when we're together, in the congregation together, and when we count his deeds,
我们是在尊崇他。
We are following and obeying him.
我们是在赞美他。
We are praising him.
我们是在敬拜他。
We're worshiping him.
再过两周，我们教会也要庆祝感恩节。
So in about 2 weeks, we will also celebrate Thanksgiving.
礼拜四早上十点在教会有感恩见证会。
On Thursday at 10 a.m. we'll have a Thanksgiving testimony.
你知道那个感恩见证会就是属神的人聚集在一起向神感恩的时候。
That Thanksgiving testimony service will be a time for people to give thanks to the Lord before men.
就像32节讲的, 我们在我们的这个弟兄姐妹的这个聚会当中，我们要来遵从他。
Just like in verse 32, it says, among the congregation of the people.
我们每个人都要用我们的口去数算、分享，以这个来敬拜神作为我们的献祭。
During that time, we have to use our mouth to count the deeds and to count all of the wondrous work that He has done to praise Him and worship Him.
那当然我们就说，那这样的态度太好了。Then
we can say, well, that attitude is great.
不只是因为这是神给我们的命令。Not
only is that a command from God,
但是它对我们的这个整个人是有好处的。But
it's also good for my whole being.
这个是在神的面前是能够带给神敬拜赞美。
This is something that we can offer before God in praise and thanksgiving.
我很乐意,
I'm willing to do it.
但是我要怎么样献上我的感恩呢?
Well, how am I supposed to give thanks?
我觉得我们在几个方面弟兄姐妹，我们要好好的思想。
Well, there's a couple of points that we can think about.
第一,
Number one,
我们要为我们的救恩献上感恩。
We need to give thanks for our salvation.
我们今天有神的供应和带领。
Today, we have God's provision and His leading.
因为我们今天是一个有神的人。
Because today, we have God in our life.
你说张三和李四哪一个是有神的人呢?
So, when you look at Samuel and Joel, which one has God?
他们都吃玛拿。
Both of them ate manna.
神都给他们玛拿。
God provided manna for both of them.
可是你说他们哪一个是有神的人呢?
Well, which one has God?
李四。
It is Joel.
但是我们怎么样能够有神?
Well, how are we to have God?
我们之前都不认识神。
We did not know God before.
我们之前都看不见神。
We're not able to see Him before.
但主耶稣基督来到世上, 我们听见了福音, 就把我们的生命交给了他。
But when Jesus came onto this earth and saved us, we have given ourselves to Him.
我们就看见我们的生命有了转变。
Then we can see transformation in our life.
你们有没有想过?
Dear brothers and sisters, have you thought?
当主耶稣基督在跟门徒吃最后晚餐的时候,
during the Last Supper, when Jesus was with his disciples,
当主耶稣基督要分饼之前，大家要分杯之前，他做了什么事?
What did Jesus do before breaking the bread and giving, passing the cup?
他拿起饼来,
he took the bread,
祝谢,
gave thanks,
他拿起杯来,
then he took the cup,
祝谢之后,
after giving thanks.
今天你我在领圣餐的时候，我们感恩，因为这是主的身体。
Today, when we take a communion in the bread and the cup, we give thanks because it's our Lord's body.
我们知道这是主的救恩。
We know that that's our Lord's the salvation given to us, precious salvation.
可是主耶稣基督在谢什么?
But what is Jesus giving thanks for?
他说这个饼，这是我为你而舍的身体。
This bread represents the body that I've given for you. And this cup represents the blood that I will shed for you.
那他在谢什么呢?
Well, what is he giving thanks for?
耶稣所谢的跟你我所谢的不一样。
Well, what Jesus is giving thanks for is different from what we give thanks for.
可是他在父神的面前，他感谢神。
But before the Heavenly Father, he gives thanks.
主啊，你爱我。
Lord, you love me.
父啊,
Heavenly Father, you love me.
你看我为值得,
you see me as worthy to save your people.
父啊, 你让我对我的这个子民的爱可以用我的生命去替代我为你感恩。
Father, I give you thanks because I can sacrifice myself for your people.
父啊, 今天这群迷失的羊,
Father, these lost sheep,
本是可怒之子,
once they were children of wrath,
生命是没有盼望的,
they were hopeless,
受到罪恶捆绑的,
they were bound by sin.
但是今天因为你让我能够去拯救他们,
but today, because I am able to save them,
今天我可以用我的生命去换回他们的生命,
I can use my life in exchange for theirs.
今天这群迷失我们所爱的羊可以回到你的面前,
and today, these lost sheep can return to you.
我感谢你。
I give you thanks.
弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
为我们舍命的主都为他自己的性命，为他的爱感恩，我们怎么能够不为他所赐给我们的救恩感恩呢？
Our Lord can give thanks for the sacrifice of His own life. How can we not give thanks for that salvation that
we received from Him?
We need to really think about what kind of salvation this is. Second, we need to give thanks for our family.
你上回是怎么样的好好的去看看你的父母？
When was the last time you've taken a good look at your parents?
最近有个弟兄跟我分享,
recently, a brother shared with me.
他最近有机会回台湾看妈妈,
recently, he was able to go back to Taiwan to visit his mom.
妈妈呢, 80多岁, 身体不好, 坐轮椅,
the mom is about 80 years old. Not in very good health, and in a wheelchair.
因为常年居住在海外，就不常跟妈妈见面。
So because he lives overseas, there's not a lot of time that he can spend with his mom.
所以回去帮妈妈做80岁的大寿。
So he goes back home to celebrate her 80th birthday.
他说你知道我们在一起时间也不长。
And you know, I don't really have a lot of time left with her.
你知道我有机会推着我的妈妈在附近公园里面走走路。
But I had the opportunity to push her on her wheelchair. Take a stroll around the park.
妈妈虽然身体不是很好，但是呢，看到我也很高兴。
But even though she's not in very good health, she's very happy to see me.
然后呢，她也有好的教会属灵的家庭在那边。
And she also belongs to a church and a good spiritual family.
心里面就很激动。
So she's very excited.
兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
不管我们是年轻的也好，中年的也好。
Whether we're young or middle-aged or elderly, so sometimes you need to take the chance to look at our parents.
Gaze upon the parents.
And think about how your parents are. Have you given thanks for the love and the sacrifice that they've given you?
然后你有没有口中述说向你的父母讲, 谢谢你们呢?
Have you ever used your mouth, your lips, to give them thanks?
同样的,
similarly,
我们当中很多人结婚多年了, 都说我们老夫老妻了,
there's many of us that have been married for a long time.
你还记得看着你的这个配偶,
remember to look at your spouse.
想当年,
remember,
热恋的时候,
when we're madly in love,
那个眼睛是根本就是移不开他身上的,
can't keep your eyes off you.
我要看一下我的这个, 老夫老妻了, 看什么?
Just an old married couple.
还不是那个样子吗?
It's the same thing.
真的吗?
Is that so?
太太还是很漂亮,
why is it still very beautiful?
可是怎么眼角这边, 留下了岁月的痕迹,
but there's a little wrinkle near the eyes now.
Yeah, it's a little mark of passing time. 你有没有看看你的先生呢?
Have you seen your husband?
还是感觉好像还是这个年轻力壮?
Remember him and his, that he's still
seems very strong and
strong.
可是怎么鬓角这边怎么有点灰灰的呢?
Then well, there's a patch of gray on the side.
然后你看到了就爱了,
then when you see him, then there's love.
然后一看到了就想念原来神赐给我一个这么好的配偶,
then you start thinking and you give thanks for such a wonderful spouse that God has provided you with.
你们为自己的孩子感谢主啊?
Have you given thanks for your children?
今天没时间讲太仔细, 我真的想要讲很多,
there's really no time. I really wanted to share more.
两周后在感恩见证会, 我可以讲多一点好了。
In about 2 weeks during the testimonials, I'll share more. But I want to hear your sharing.
你有没有凝视着你的孩子看见神从你孩子身上所赐的恩典呢?
Have you gazed upon your children and given thanks for the grace that God has given you?
孩子烦死了。
Children, they're so annoying.
老想把他送走。
I want to give them away.
这整天烦就是烦他们的事情。
There's too many headaches.
神借着你的孩子带给你的家中多少的欢乐,
But through your children, how much joy have you received from God?
神在你教养孩子的那个辛酸过程当中，他是如何的呵护你，带领你呢？
Through the pain and the struggles of raising your children, how did God lead you?
我们要为家人感恩。
We need to give thanks for our children, I mean for our family.
弟兄姐妹，我们当然要为我们的健康感恩了。
Of course, we need to give thanks for our health.
你知道，当我们讲健康的时候，不是只是讲自己的，好像身体状况。
And when we're talking about health, it's not just our own condition.
我们要想到神的创造。
We need to think about God's creation.
生命的维持, 生命的延续,
the sustainability of life.
空气,
air.
从哪来?
Where does air come from?
日光, 从哪来?
Sunlight, where does that come from?
水从哪来?
Water.
我都还没讲到食物呢。
We didn't even talk about food yet.
这些我们生命要得到延续的是从神创造之时就已经为我们预备了。These
elements that sustain life has already been provided by us.
神的这一切的恩典在创造人的身体的时候，我们就能够自由的呼吸。That
in when God created us, we can freely breathe in this air.
我们的身体因为有日光，因为有热，我们可以继续维持我们每天的运作。
So, and our body can move and exist because of the sunlight that we have.
我的身体仍然吸收应该吸收的养分。
We can absorb the oxygen.
今天我在这个世上又活了一天，因为又有了神的恩典，又有神让我做的事。
And today I can live another day through God's grace. I can work for my God.
献上感恩。
We need to give thanks for our health.
我们要为我们生活上面神给我们预备的献上感恩啊。
We need to give thanks for all the provisions to us by God.
你有没有为你的工作献上感恩呢？
Have you given thanks for your work?
几周前跟弟兄姐妹们分享，我们讲工作不是只是你赚钱的职业而已啊。
Last time we shared, work is not just a something that you do to make money.
你是一家的主妇。You
are the head of the household.
你 no, you're the homekeeper. You're the homekeeper in the family. 或者是你在家里面就是那个带孩子的，那是你的工作。Or
your work may be at home raising your children.
可能是照养家里面年长的人。Or
taking care of the elderly.
你有没有为你的工作献上感恩呢？Have
you given thanks for the work that you do?
我们一般都是对我们的工作埋怨的。Usually
we grumble about our work.
我们什么时候为了我们的工作献上感恩？
How often do we give thanks for our work?
我能够有这个能力，我能够有这个时间，能够去做这份工作，这是谁所赐的？
Who has given me the ability and the time to do this work?
我在这个工作上面，对，也许是得到财务上面的、物质上面的供应。
Through this job or this work, I may be provided financially.
但是真正供应给我的是神啊。
But the source of this provision is actually from God.
也许我的这份工作不是有收入的。
Maybe this work that I do doesn't have an income.
这个工作的价值带给我所服务的人带来是多大的这个需要上面的供应啊。
But the value of the work that I do brings value to the person that I serve.
我们要感谢神。
We need to give thanks to God.
每一份工作都是神所赐的。
Because every type of work is provided by God.
当中要看见神啊。 So
in the midst of that, we need to see God.
最后,
lastly,
我们要为我们在生命当中所碰到的困境感谢主。
We need to give thanks for the challenges and the difficulties that come in our life.
我们在我们的生命当中有碰到困境，有碰到痛苦，有受到伤害。
In our life, we will experience hardships, challenges, and sorrow.
可是没有一件的痛苦，没有一件的挑战，没有一件的失败或伤害，不是神所允许的。
But all the challenges, the difficulties, the sorrow, and the loss, failures, those are all permitted by God.
而在这一切当中，我们看见神了吗？
And in the midst of that, do you see God?
因为神在那当中。
Because God is in the midst of that.
神借着这些呼唤我们。
God uses these things to call out to us.
你要多多的依靠我。
You need to rely on me.
你开始睁开你属灵的眼睛，看见我对你的供应。
When you open your spiritual eyes, you'll see the provisions that I have.
你看见我爱对你的环绕。
you'll see my love surround you.
现在也许是黑暗的,
it may be dark now.
可是你知道我应许给你的是一条光明的路啊,
but I promised you a path that is full of light.
我与你同在,你一步一步地走, 你一定是海阔天空的。
I am with you, and as long as you walk with me, you will be
see the brightness and the openness of my promise. 这是神的应许。
That is the promise of God.
我们都是在过生活。
All of us are living our life.
你是张三，你是李四。
Are you Samuel or Joe?
你是那个不懂得感恩、不懂得称谢、生活郁闷、闷闷不乐的那个张三吗？
Are you like Samuel that always grumbles and complains?
还是你是那个懂得感恩、时常称谢、满是光明、心中是喜乐活泼的那个李四？
Or are you Joel that everything is optimistic, full of gratitude, and always give thanks?
我们要做李四。
We need to be like Joel.
让我们去祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天你让我们的眼目转到你的身上。
Today you allow our gaze and our focus to be upon you.
主，我们看到这群犹太人对你所赐的玛拿产生怨言的时候。
When we see that when the Israelites complain and grumble against you because of manna,
我们笑他们。
We mock them.
但是我们相信主，在你的会众当中，有许许多的人是存着感恩的心领受你的供应的。
So we know in our midst that some of us do have thanksgiving for what you have provided.
And
every morning when we wake up,
we
think of your beauty and your
provision.
Do we give thanks for the salvation, this new life that you've given?
我们是为着我们的家人，为着我们的配偶向你献上感恩的吗？
Do we give thanks for our family and our spouse?
我们为着我们的工作，我们所有遭遇的一切，不论是顺的，是逆的，我们向你感恩吗？
Do we give thanks for the circumstances that we're in, whether it's smooth or whether if it's difficult?
还是我们每天起来就说又是这么一天吗？
Or do we say when we wake up, just another day?
又是这么一份工作了。
Going back to work again.
又是这么样的一个妻子或先生呢?
Looking at the same wife or husband.
又是一个讨厌的孩子啊。
Or just another day with an annoying child.
又要来教会了。
I need to come back to church again.
主啊, 这不是我们的意愿。
But that is not our heart.
主啊, 这不是你的意愿。
That is not your heart.
让我们在这个感恩的季节, 你让我们仰望你。
May we focus upon you during this Thanksgiving season.
主让我们经历。
Let us experience your great love. And may we give you thanks for all the wondrous works that you have given to us. May your name be glorified and praised.
And
pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.